Hey, I know you're probably driving or running or cleaning the house or doing something else when you're listening to this, but look, if you're a B2B marketer and you need to start generating revenue from your marketing, then you have to check out our 12-week program, the B2B Incubator. It's built for small, in-house B2B marketing teams with limited time and budget. We give you the strategy, the templates, and the tools to start driving revenue, not just leads. So if you're ready to act on all the advice Kevin and I give you, next time you take that first sip of coffee in the morning, make sure you head to the B2B Incubator and apply now. There's only 10 spots available per cohort, with our next one launching at the end of May 2024. Remember, the B2B Incubator, apply now so you don't miss out. We've had B2B marketing managers, CMOs, marketers in demand gen roles, content leads, and more all go through this program, and they're currently executing the demand strategies that they've created. Some are now even contributing as much as 80% of the pipeline to their business after working through it. Make sure you check out the b2bincubator.com and apply now to start driving more demand and more revenue for your brand. Okay, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to the B2B Playbook podcast. Each week we discuss strategies and tactics to help B2B businesses grow online.
We're your hosts, Kevin and George, a couple of digital marketing professionals. We've waded through the noise and made the mistakes so you don't have to.
The B2B world has changed, and you need to put your customers at the heart of your marketing.
We'll cover how you can use our framework, the 5 B's, to create a brand that customers are ready to buy from, love, and advocate for.
We'll get insights from successful people in the industry and cover the latest trends to keep you on the cutting edge of the B2B world.
If you're interested in B2B marketing strategies and tactics that work, then this podcast is for you.
Subscribe to get the latest from the B2B Playbook first.
Remember, successful B2B marketing starts with the buyer.
Welcome back to the B2B Playbook, listeners and viewers. Today, we are introducing our 5 B's framework for demand generation. We are in the middle of a mini series, which is now actually turned into a mega series for demand generation, where Kevin and I are showing you so far how you can build a business case for demand generation, everything you need to do to prepare yourself to know, is demand generation right for your business? We've answered a whole lot of frequently asked questions, and now we have led you to the point where we're really reintroducing our framework, the 5 B's framework, which you can follow step by step to drive demand. We're going to be covering it in this episode and giving you a great overview. Before we do that, Kevin, it would be great for you to give us a little bit of context or a little bit more context on why we are covering this in this episode.
No problem, George. The context here is that there is so much conflicting advice out there when it comes to choosing a demand generation strategy. Once you've decided that you want to do demand generation, you'll find that there's just a glut of information about where to start, when to start, tactics, strategies, what have you. People will tell you that demand generation is about starting a podcast or running product ads or boosting your organic social content to your target audience. These are not demand generation strategies. They're just tactics to execute a strategy. If you follow all these bits of advice, it ends up leading to doing random acts of marketing that make no significant impact over time and doesn't really snowball and build like you want a demand generation strategy to really do. And our 5 B's framework will hopefully help you create a tailored demand generation strategy specifically for your business and get you to choose the right tactics to then execute on that strategy. It works whether you're product-based or service-based, whether you're selling a cheap product or an expensive one, or whether you're sales-led or product-led right now.
And that's exactly why we're sharing our 5 B's demand generation framework with you today. It has taken marketers from really just being in service of sales and not contributing much pipeline all the way to contributing up to 80% of pipeline in some of our biggest wins, which is fantastic. Look, you've got to do the hard work yourself, but we lay out that strategy for you to follow. Before we dive into our 5 B's framework for demand generation, Kevin, I think it's worth us redefining what demand generation is. Okay, for those watching, I do have my whiteboard up again. Look, demand generation is really a go-to-market strategy that builds an intense desire in your dream customer to purchase from you. a reminder that only 3-5% of your buyers are in market at any given time. If you're looking on the whiteboard, that's people who are mostly solution aware, product aware, and most aware, meaning they're aware that they have a problem and they're actively searching for a solution. You will run out of customers if you only focus on these buyers, which is why it's so hard for organizations to scale. Demand generation helps you reach those that are unaware and problem aware much earlier on in their buying journey, and then builds an intense desire in those people to purchase from you, with the result being that when they're ready, they come to you and you acquire them for a much more sustainable cost per acquisition, which is what allows your business to scale. We're not just competing for that 3% of people who are ready to buy it right now, but we're looking to build relationships and make that other 97% know and trust us and make them want to buy from us. It's the secret to sustainable growth. And our 5Bs framework is really the framework that you can follow that's going to help you do that. It's going to help marketing consistently contribute pipeline. It's going to help marketing closely align with sales so you can win more revenue together. It's our framework that is really based on people, not platforms, and it puts people at the heart of your marketing. Just to give you a quick overview of what this framework looks like, again, up on the whiteboard, the really five key stages of the framework, the 5Bs, is what we call be ready, be helpful, be seen, be better, and be the best. You don't go through them one and done. It's more like a flywheel, which is why I have this horrible looking flywheel drawn on our whiteboard. But just a quick overview before we go into them deeply. Be ready. The first stage is about deeply understanding your customers. The second stage, be helpful, is about how do we build relationships of trust with our dream customers, get them to know and trust us and move them along that buying journey. Be seen is about how do we accelerate that demand, those who are showing intent, and how do we narrow our focus with account-based marketing to convert that demand into revenue. Be better is about how do we then optimize our B2B marketing workflow to really start to get those incremental improvements, those 2-3% uplift. And be the best is about those advanced tactics that are normally left for the big guys, but you can sprinkle in your marketing to really make sure you do everything you can to take that person from a maybe to a yes. And so that's the 5Bs: be ready, be helpful, be seen, be better, and be the best. It's what all our listeners are going ahead and implementing in their own businesses. We've received so many wonderful comments from people who are using the framework and getting a lot from it. And of course, it's what we teach in our 12-week program, the B2B Incubator, where we force you in 12 weeks to implement this demand gen strategy within your own business. Now let's get into why does this work? Kevin, can you take us through why this strategy works so well?
Yeah, and I think listeners, this is really our own experience of it, as well as the feedback we get from our clients, our listeners, and the people who have gone through the incubator with us. This is the feedback that we get about why it really works and something that we've learned along the way as well. It's something that we run through with the B2B playbook every 3 to 6 months within our own business and make sure that we're doing as well. So a lot of firsthand and very close firsthand accounts of this framework in action. So why does it work? Fundamentally, it's because the framework is based on some very fundamental principles of marketing and an understanding that marketing, particularly in B2B scenarios, is all about relationships, people to people marketing, if you will. It's all about people. It's all about the fundamentals of marketing. And we've baked all those things right into the framework itself. So that's fundamentally why we think the framework really drives results and why it works. And remember, when we're asking someone to buy from us, we're effectively asking them to take a risk, to change the status quo of what they're doing. If you're not delivering on the promise that you've given to them when they take that advice, when they buy from you, it can affect their jobs, how they're perceived by their bosses, their colleagues, all the people around them within their professional lives, and their chances potentially of getting a job promotion or furthering their own career. So it's a big deal for people who are looking to buy from you. And that's why you need to build so much more trust than you think you need before people will actually buy from you and before you can actually deliver on that trust to then start to build on that trust and let it grow into your demand generation strategy. So it's very important to focus in on people, and that is why we've put that at the base of our 5Bs framework. And that's essentially why we think it works. Those really fundamental principles of marketing, all those things that we'll talk about in a second in a bit more detail, are the things that are really coming back into the fore in this day and age where there's privacy concerns, there's things like that that's really hampering how marketing has been done in the last decade or two. And we're really going back to those fundamentals of marketing. B2B has really always played in that space. But again, it's all coming to the fore again, all those fundamental marketing principles and building relationships of trust. And as George has on his whiteboard there, we need to build that trust bridge between your product, you, yourself, and the customer, become that trusted advisor, become that trusted source of information, and then they will come and buy from you with a lot more confidence. And that's really how you bridge the gap to a customer from being a potential customer to a real customer.
All right, folks, quick breather here. In my time in B2B marketing, generally I've come to realize that there are just certain tools that can be an absolute game changer. And that's why I'm really excited to talk about LeadFeeder. It's a tool that helps you cut through the data and turn those website visitors into solid leads and opportunities for your business. LeadFeeder shows you which companies are checking out your site, tracking their behavior, and it integrates all of this with your CRM. And the result is it's basically like a secret weapon for targeted lead engagement, and it really makes it easier for your team to convert website traffic into sales. Head to leadfeeder.com, give it a free demo, and you'll also get a free extended premium trial when you let the rep know that you found out about LeadFeeder through the B2B Playbook podcast. That's leadfeeder.com. Okay, check it out. Back to the show. And it's exactly why this strategy works across industries. It works whether you're selling a product that's worth a very high average value or a lower average value. At the end of the day, still comes back down to trust, particularly in B2B. And it's this 5Bs framework. That's what's going to allow you to build that trust bridge, to bridge that gap between your product and the customer that you want to buy it. Make sure you check out that little graphic on the whiteboard. Particularly proud of that one. Okay, Kevin, let's zoom in now on really the first three B's of our 5Bs framework, which we think are the non-negotiable fundamentals that every business needs to implement. And when these are implemented correctly, that's what really makes the big difference in any kind of business. This is what gets the big growth. Be better and be the best. They're going to help you with that, again, that incremental growth, but it's going to be a smaller uplift. But the big swings come from getting be ready, be helpful, and be seen really down. So we're going to take you through each of the components in that. So be ready, as we said, that's all about deeply understanding your customers. And look, we as marketers, as companies, we have limited resources and budget. We can't go after the whole market because we can't possibly get enough touch points across every single person in the market to make them know and trust us and get them to want to buy from us. We've established that's important and we need to do that. So be ready is all about how do we define a particular segment of the market, understand that segment as deeply as possible, then tailor our own positioning and messaging, so how they perceive our business to suit that market, to make it a complete no-brainer for them, and do the hard work to deeply understand that audience. So when we get to the next stage, which is all about developing really helpful content to build relationships with them, we know that it's going to be on point. We know that it's going to help them with their pains and anxieties. So the first step there, and again, this is on the whiteboard, is really doing our 80-20 analysis. Kevin, can you take us through what the 80-20 rule is? I know this is something that you're particularly fond of as the most efficient one out of the two of us.
Yeah, definitely. So the 80-20 principle, I'm sure most people know it by now in some shape or form, but very simply, it's the idea that 20% of the effort or work that you put in actually results in 80% of the output. So importantly, in putting that principle into practice, it's to focus in on the 20% of activities or whatever you're doing that's actually going to drive 80% of the work. Cut out the other 80% and do more of the 20% that's really going to have that impact. And just like in any other scenario where this principle applies, when you're looking at your own business, think about what's the 20% of customers that are driving 80% of the revenue within your business. It doesn't have to be exactly 20%. It doesn't have to be exactly 20% of your client base that drives 80% of your revenue. It might be 30, 70, 10, 90, whatever it might be. But you're looking for a pattern where there's a bulk of people or bulk of customers in your customer base who are driving the majority of your revenue or the value in your business. And you want to focus in on them first by doing some customer interviews, then by documenting the information you get from those customer interviews. And all these steps are to help you hone in on who your dream customers are, what they actually look like, who are your best customers, and exactly what their pain points and struggles and what you actually can help them with, whether that's through your content or the product or services that you offer. And then you move on to things like positioning and mapping the buying journey so you can figure out exactly where to share that important, helpful information to those dream customers, to that target audience, so you can expand on that 20% of your customer base who are driving the most value so that you can really get the most out of the efforts that you put in within marketing or within the whole business. And finally, we always like to talk about that concept of Dream 100 and Be Ready as well. A lot of people get a lot of value from that idea. Is if you then apply that 80-20 principle again and you think about, okay, what's the 20% of the channels or the conversations that you have with those dream customers? Where are they? Actually, you'll probably find that a lot of those actually happen with influencers of your dream customers. So people who already have an audience of your dream customers, who already have some shape or form of trust with your dream customers, and then you want to try and work together with them or collaborate with them or influence their audiences in that context of the Dream 100 to then have the most impact of your marketing efforts to then push out to that Dream 100, who will then be able to pass that message onto the existing audiences. So you don't have to build everything from scratch.
And they are really the key steps, really, when it comes to be ready and deeply understanding your customers. Again, it's that 80-20 rule that often involves sitting down with sales, marketing, and leadership and saying, who are our best customers? What do they look like? How can we bucket them into a segment so we can go and find more of them? To, as Kevin said, let's deeply understand these people as much as possible. Why did they buy from us instead of our competitors? Why did they get a way better outcome? What is it that they loved? What didn't they love? Document all that information so we can then go and find more of them. And then also work out things like, who was involved in the purchasing decision? Was there a whole buying committee? There's a decision maker, an influencer, a champion, a blocker. Who were those people and what were their roles? When did they come in? Map all of that out. And then, as Kevin said, you update your positioning, your messaging to make yourself a complete no-brainer. In the same way that if you're a B2B marketer, hopefully it's a total no-brainer for you to be listening to the B2B playbook. And then, as Kevin said, you map that buying journey. What are the important touch points along the way before they went from knowing, liking, and trusting your brand to becoming a customer? And then mapping out, where do they hang out online and offline with Dream 100? And that is really phase one, which is deeply understanding your customers. That's what we call Be Ready. And that's the first B of our 5 B's framework. The second B is what we would call then Be Helpful. Now, the reason we call it Be Helpful is it's a great mindset and mentality for people to have. Often we think of content as so transactional. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of marketers are told to put out content and then 2 weeks later, leadership's like, how many leads did we get from that? And when you're programmed to think that way, you unfortunately focus on very short-term focused content and you're not building any content that's genuinely helpful. And so when we talk about genuinely helpful content, it's stuff that should make your dream customers' lives better even before they start doing business with you, because what an incredible way to build a relationship with someone. Think about any relationship that you have in your own life. There's probably some give and take there. And it's those circumstances where you feel like you can rely on someone or they've done something for you that you start to build that sense of trust. And so the key steps there really is it starts with expert content. So that doesn't mean content that is outsourced to a freelancer. It's not content that's written by ChatGPT. It's content that is created by subject matter experts. So who do you have internally at the company that is able to create really high quality content? And they don't have to be the person that's recording on camera or writing the blog themselves. But you as the marketer, it's your job to seek those people out to make the best use of their time to gather their insights and then to turn that into marketing and helpful material off the back of that. If you don't have any subject matter experts internally, then can you look to bring them in from outside the business? Can you find, are there any influential people in the industry that would be willing to come on a podcast or an article, whatever it is that you're doing, to share their opinion, something that would then be helpful to your own audience? So stage one is really identifying those subject matter experts and getting them to talk about things that are deeply helpful to your dream customers. We then want to map that content to probably our favorite content framework, because it very closely aligns with the buying journey. It's called the five stages of awareness. It is really the purchase path that people go from being totally unaware that they have a problem that you can help them with to being led to the logical conclusion that you're the perfect solution for them. We love to map all of our content to those five stages of awareness, because you never truly know where someone is at in their purchasing journey. You don't know whether they're actively looking for a solution. You don't know whether it's something that's a priority right now. So our approach is to really make sure we cover the full field and make that content in a very helpful way available to that user to guide themselves. The third stage is about taking that helpful expert content aligned to those five stages of awareness and then repurposing it. And the reason that we do that is then because we want to distribute it in the most efficient way possible. It's what Kevin and I do with our podcast every single week. It's how in really just 4 to 5 hours a week, we go from having a video podcast, we turn that into a YouTube video, that becomes our LinkedIn post for the week, it turns into our newsletters for the week, it becomes our articles for the week, our YouTube shorts and our TikToks. And we're able to do that in a very resource efficient way because we repurpose. And it means that we're also able to distribute it in an efficient way where our dream customers hang out because of the way that we're creating this. The next stage is then to make sure that we're measuring this and getting any feedback on our content that we hear from sales, that we hear from our dream customers themselves, and feed that straight back into our content to make sure that it's aligning with them as much as possible, that it's solving their problems as much as possible. And then the last stage in Be Helpful is really making sure that we document this content creation process and redistribution process so we can scale it. So then as the marketer, you're not the one who's in the weeds doing the repurposing, but you're the dot connector. And because you have this process documented, you can then insource this to other people in your team, or you can outsource it to agencies or freelancers to help you with it. That's stage two, and that's what we call Be Helpful. And that's really what's about developing relationships with your dream customers. Content is still the number one way to do that because it does it while you sleep. So it's a fantastic way for one to many and one to few interactions. Kevin, can you take us through stage three, which is Be Seen?
Yes, definitely, George. So now that you have that helpful content out there and you've scaled it to a certain point, and mind you, listeners, it's not a quick process. It can take 3, 6, 12 months for us. It really took a good 12 to 18 months to really see the fruits of that labor come to light, to see the kind of trust that we're talking about here being built and turning into dollars on the bottom line. Obviously, we've spoken about it in different episodes where we talk about how to measure success in those different stages and be ready and be helpful. But it's important to keep in mind that these things take time. They take time to do well. And so you should scale them in over time as you have some resources to spare. But if you're lucky enough to get to the point where you have a scaled process of putting out that helpful content and you're able to continue to do that with good effect, now is the time to have a look at Be Seen. And there's really two big parts to Be Seen, which is overall really about amplifying your content, amplifying that helpful content to really help it get to the right people, get to the right audiences, maybe the right stage of awareness or the right place where they might see it, and making sure that it's seen. That your helpful content might organically reach a lot of your existing audience, but maybe it doesn't. Or maybe you want to maximize the impact of that helpful content. This is where paid ads and ABM come in. This is where Be Seen comes in, where we're talking about all the different methods you can use to amplify that helpful content. And one big part of that is using paid ads. So what we like to call paying your way in. So paying your way into the attention space of your dream customers where they already are online, and you amplify their helpful content. You have a look at things that are already resonating with your audience organically. And that's the things that you should focus in on, whether that's messaging or even the posts themselves. You can simply boost those pieces of content that are already performing well, because it's likely that's an indicator they're hitting on certain pain points or valuable points of information that your customers are finding helpful and are really key to building that trust online with your potential dream customers. So make sure to have that starting point of using the helpful content that is already resonating and honing in on that to amplify those pieces of content first. And you can do that through different channels of paid ads. But the important and key thing here when you're looking at paid ads is to have a look back at your ICPs, have a look at back at those customer interviews. If they're not fresh anymore at this point, make sure to redo them and ask your dream customers where they get their helpful content from. Where is it that they're already hanging out online, that they trust the information that's coming in from? And then focus on those channels first and testing your paid ads. So if that's LinkedIn, which it often is in the B2B context, then make sure you're trying those paid ads on LinkedIn first. So very easy. You don't have to take a guess as to where those customers might be or where you should invest your dollars. Just go back to your dream customers, ask them directly where they like to receive the information, and then tap into that information to make sure that you're getting the most out of your paid ads content, paid ads efforts to amplify your helpful content. And make sure as well to start with just one channel. There's a lot going on. You've just gone through the be helpful stage where you've built all this different processes for building out helpful content. Add one channel at a time. Maybe add one channel of paid ads in LinkedIn first. Make sure that you really know how that's working. You're getting the maximum out of it. And then take those learnings and potentially shift it to the next channel, whatever that might be. Again, follow your dream customers and where they're next most like to receive information from. Now, taking a slightly different approach when you come to look at ABM, ABM is something that we think really applies to certain scenarios. It doesn't apply across the board. If you happen to have a business model that's based on big ticket sales, big ticket items, big purchases, and you have a handful of customers or potential customers that you really like to hone in on and either upsell, sell into in the first place, then ABM might be the right play here. You might not want to start with something like paid ads on LinkedIn where it's one to many. You might want to just start with a process where you focus in on just a few. So your messaging is one to few, and you really tailor in the content that you produce for this particular group, or the product or service offerings that you produce for this particular group, or even the ads that you produce for this particular niche group of dream customers that you want to talk to. And then you start to build a whole content play around that particular group based on your deep understanding of them again, but also adding in potentially some paid channels, and overall having a very concerted and planned effort towards reaching this particular set of dream customers with an ABM play so that you can get them across the line and use them as the core evangelist for your product or service going forward.
That's right, Kev. Be seen, it's all about accelerating that demand, to be by using paid ads or account-based marketing to really narrow who's expressing intent, but who hasn't actually raised their hand and said, yes, I definitely want to buy from you. How can we give them that extra nudge? That's what that's all about. Kevin, the next two stages would be better and be the best. We're not going to go into detail on those. Otherwise, this would be a much longer episode. But as we said, be better is about optimizing processes after we get the first three fundamentals down, and be the best is some of our favorite advanced tactics that the big companies normally use, things like neuromarketing that we encourage smaller teams, once they got the fundamentals down, to sprinkle into their marketing. How to use the framework? Again, Kevin, it's really meant to be used like a flywheel. So as you said already, we use this again and again for our business. We go through this process probably every quarter to 6 months, where we go through, we do be ready, we deeply evaluate who our best customers are, we do our customer interviews again, we redefine everything it is that we know about them. We then go and update our helpful content based on all of that. We then use that to update who it is that we're targeting with Be Seen. So we're making sure it's getting seen by the right people, by the people that we want to be our customers, to then optimizing any processes and be better off the back of that. And then we're continuously trying to add stuff in from Be, which is always a lot of fun as well. So again, be ready, be helpful, be seen. They're the core things that you guys really need to focus on if you want to build a demand engine that consistently drives pipeline for your business and, quite frankly, makes sales much, much happier. Kevin, in terms of results that people can expect when they're implementing this framework, look, you and I, we don't promise anything. We definitely don't promise anything because at the end of the day, you guys have to put the hard work in and execute this strategy yourselves. The good news is we've got the strategy, the templates, and the tools to help you do it. We're going to tell you what to do, when, the activities to do, the templates to fill it out with, so you can go through and do this for your business. And we get you to do it in a 12-week period. It's a forcing function. It makes you sit your butt down and actually do it. It's called the B2B Incubator. We've mentioned it a few times. It's our program to help people do it. We would call that, Kevin, the fast paid way. The slow free way is to go back and listen to the B2B Playbook podcast. We've released a lot of this strategy step by step from really episode 1 to 120 or so. I think that's roughly how long it took us to get through our framework. And we encourage people, just like so many have before, to go back, listen, take as much as they can, implement it. And then if you need that hand, if you need that push, if you want that strategy, templates and tools, check out the B2B Incubator. As I said, Kevin, we've had people go through the program who have really just been sales-led organizations to marketing teams that are now driving 80% of pipeline. And now the role that sales have in those organizations actually needs to be redefined because they don't need to be doing anywhere near as much cold outbound. So they need to start learning how to do things like evangelism for their brand, reaching out to much warmer contacts, which is interesting and a very good problem for these companies to have. So anyway, make sure you check it out. Check out the B2B Incubator. Check out the B2B Playbook podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, I've got our website, theb2bplaybook.com up. You can see it's very media rich. We do a lot of content there every single week. Unfortunately, my face is, oh, Kevin, that's terrible. I can't believe I've got my face everywhere there, but yours is too. And look, we put a lot of effort into every article that goes up there now as well. So we did an interview with Sam Dunning recently, and we again have a very rich article that involves many different ways to consume the content. It's well structured and it's there for you guys to take and consume for free. If you wanted to check out the B2B Incubator, head to the B2B Incubator. You can access that from the B2B Playbook. We've got plenty of information on what is covered over the 12 weeks, but as you can see, it very closely maps the strategy that we've just walked you through there, because it's essentially about implementing our 5Bs framework.
And that's it, listeners. That is the 5Bs framework. Again, it's our simple framework for marketers to consistently drive revenue for B2B companies. And it's based on people, not platforms, and puts the customer back in the heart of your marketing. And it works because it's based on those fundamentals of marketing and based on people. So just another reminder to put in the hard work, to focus in on building trust with the people that matter most to your particular business. And hopefully you'll be able to get a lot of value from the show, the incubator, whatever it might be. And at the very least, the idea that there's the strategy out there that can really drive your demand generation forward properly.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kevin. Okay, listeners and viewers, as always, you can find links to everything that we discussed in the show notes. Kevin and I are so grateful that every week more and more marketers are tuning into the B2B Playbook every single Monday morning. If we could ask one thing, it would be to please pass the show on to someone who you think could get value from it. Also, check us out on YouTube. Do all those good things like comment, subscribe, all that stuff. It's a huge help to us and we really, really appreciate it. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers. Thank you, Kevin. Take care. And catch you next week.
Thank you, George. Thank you, listeners and viewers. Catch you all next week.
A quick note before you go, listeners. You can find more great content and get in touch with us at theb2bplaybook.com.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and our newsletter while you're there to get the latest news, tips, and resources from our playbook.
We'll be back the same day and same time with another episode next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the B2B Playbook. Remember, successful B2B marketing starts with the buyer.